Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here with my long-term friends, Dwayne and Raina Britton. Welcome to the studio today.
Well, we're so happy to be here with you.
So excited about having you guys here, and I've got so much I want to ask you. We've been long-term friends. You've been involved in leadership literally all over the world. Give us just a little bit, real quick, a little bit of your background in leadership. You serve literally all over the world. Yeah. Dwayne, we'll start with you.
Okay, basically, I started in the corporate world. In Cleveland, Ohio. I was in inside sales and went to sales engineering, then got into marketing and sales, and which took me out to California with one of our distributors.
All right.
And then just again moved up into the corporate world and became national sales manager and national product manager for a corporation here. And then also got planted a church
at the same time,
got involved in that. Yes, exactly right. And also did some things in our community and some organizations involved in, and just had been a pleasure to be involved in, started some nonprofits and own personal businesses. We've had three now that we've started, own individual small business. And so, very different levels of leadership.
All right. And we're going to talk about it today. And obviously, we're going to weave in as a couple, how does this work? Because you guys have helped so many people in their marriages in the midst of all this. Raina, talk about you.
My story is a little bit different. I was a reluctant leader and a late bloomer leader. I didn't realize that I had leadership potential or a call for leadership.
And that's
all
important
my life.
For people to hear.
Yes. I was actually had three children. They were well into school.
Right.
And I felt called to leave my supportive role under Dwayne after we had planted our church. And so in doing that, it was stepping into a zone of, wow, I don't know what is next. And during that time, I just felt the Lord saying, well, start where you were, where you connected with the world, and that was through nursing. So I did that, and this is the Lord's grace. Just as I would serve in my positions and do well, one door opened after another in each of the locations that I worked for more responsibility and then leading others. And so I learned as I went, and it wasn't intentional.
Excellent. Now, I should break in here and say, some of you listening may say, Dwayne Britton's voice sounds familiar. Well, I'll tell you why. Because for the last more than 2 years, he has done the intro and the endings of every podcast I've done. You have that Morgan Freeman voice. It's been amazing. Thank you for being on the podcast also.
Thank you.
Pleasure doing that. Yeah. What an amazing voice God has given you. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I thank the Lord for it as well.
Amen. We want to talk about you guys right now. You're involved in consulting. Tell us a bit about your business right now.
All right. So in this season of our life, the third season we call it, we're actually living a strategy and a plan that the Lord gave us in 2005, which was in this season of our life for us to team together to bring all the experiences that we've had and help other individuals and organizations and leaders during times of transitions and get to the next level of excellence in whatever it is they're involved in. So that's what we pour our lives into at this point, and we're excited about doing
it. And that's called Britton Consulting.
Britton Consulting Group. And we do profits, for-profit businesses, nonprofits, and churches as well.
Yeah, and anybody interested in any of this, go to the show notes to get all this information about Dwayne and Raina, the books they've written. Today, we want to very specifically talk about leadership and marriage, and how the two of you have learned to walk together in leadership in your marriage.
Amen.
The leadership podcast. But we're going to get into nuts and bolts of marriage. And some years back, you wrote a book, co-wrote a book with a few others called Battle Cry for Your Marriage. And I'm just going to ask you some questions so we can just get a little feel of what you've learned about marriage, the importance of having a strong, healthy marriage, and especially in leadership.
That's correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. So let's just dive right in, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, let's go.
Here we go. And you talk in this book about being a soulmate or a roommate. What's the difference? Talk to me about that.
I think you think about the most marriages, unfortunately, are just a functional marriage.
Right.
People are in their roles. They're doing their things. They're Maybe one of the spouses will go do work, the other one stay home, take care of the kids, go to the games and all the different things that normally would happen within a home. But they don't connect. They're just very functional. They don't interact. They don't talk. They don't connect emotionally, intellectually. They just functionally. And so end up, instead of what God designed us to be, soulmates, to really connect on all these different levels, end up just being functional.
Right.
And then what happens is that when the kids leave, then these couples here, and they, what do we do now? Because we functioned well, but now it's just us.
Okay.
And that's where it opens the door then for people looking for things outside of their marriage or even getting divorced, which is unfortunate.
Right. Now, you said emotional connections are a glue that holds couples together. Talk a bit about that, Raina, would you please? Talk about emotional connections. What does that mean?
Emotional connections means the opportunity and the intentionality to move beyond the surface of what I think and what I'm feeling or the things I say I'm feeling and asking yourself first, why am I feeling this way? What am I feeling? So that it can become clear to you so that when you have conversations or when you're expressing your needs, I understand it myself and I can more clearly tell you. Because when it talks about emotions, and husbands can shut down really quickly, right? Because they like to problem solve. They like to move into the facts.
We've all been there, done that.
But when I start talking about my emotions, then husbands don't quite know how to lean into that or what their role or responsibility is. So the more clear I am about expressing what I'm feeling, then the better the conversation will go, because I know what I'm stating, what it is I'm looking for, and then what I'm asking of the other person.
Right. We're only scratching the surface of this whole thing. There's so much more in this book, Battlecraft for Your Marriage. And by the way, this week only on Amazon, you can get a free ebook, Battlecraft for Your Marriage. All you got to do is click the link in the show notes and you can get your free ebook. So let's talk about how marriages generally begin breaking apart from a lack of emotional intimacy. Talk a bit more about that emotional intimacy, either of you.
Well, I think emotional intimacy is so very important. I think one of the things that that we do not have is the vocabulary to express our emotions.
That's good.
We're either happy or sad.
Right.
And there's so many more words. And so,
that's good. And
so what happens is the couples we've worked with, we actually have a sheet that we give them of emotional words that they will have with them as they talk, because there's a whole bunch of different emotions and they do not express them. But if they have the glossary and the words, then it becomes a more fruitful and enriching conversation.
So you said in your book that there's four basic emotional needs everyone really needs to see work down the lines: affection, acceptance, appreciation, affirmation. Anything else you want to say about that?
We take for granted what our spouse needs and what we need in those areas, because oftentimes we're pressed to meet the roles and the responsibilities, all the activities that are going on. And we sometimes feel like we're running on an empty tank.
Right,
and it's like,
right.
Why am I feeling that way? Why am I feeling blah or empty?
Yeah.
Why am I not feeling the excitement? And it's because often is we don't realize that affirming each other and giving appreciation for what the other person does, something special that they did. I mean, we want more often, right?
Sure.
And if we don't specifically thank a person for those things that are most meaningful, they don't know what it is to repeat.
That's so good.
You did a good job. Well, what was a good job about it? Well, I love the way that you faced me when you were listening to me. I love the way that you hugged the kids.
That's good.
Very specific. Those things are more likely to get repeated.
Yeah. I love the way you talk about keeping it real. And it's basically what you just said. Express what you want or need and the feelings you've experienced. So it's also expressing the feelings, not just what you want or need. Dwayne, anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think, again, we don't know how to really go deeper in our relationships and our conversations. And it's really, you have to learn how to do that. You got to spend time learning how to communicate. One of the things that have done is that we review our schedules together. We spend time talking about those things there. We talk about areas that we do need support. Again, we meet together regularly. Anything that is important, you're at work and you got staff meetings, and you have staff meetings so you can connect and coordinate and everybody knows what's going on. Well, you need to do stuff like that at home. We have so many different moving parts. And if you don't connect and don't communicate, you know, you don't know what's going on and you're left out the loop. And so you don't know what to do, what's needed or what's not needed. And so, again, you know, it's just, again, we just get so functional. We don't really understand the basic thing we need to do is just talk.
That is so, so, so good. I think Laverne and I, looking back in our years of marriage and leadership, that simple thing right there, spending time maybe once a week or however often you do, we do it once a week. We just look over our schedules. We're doing this. We're doing this. Oh, I didn't know about that. What about that? I mean, even with, you know, the modern day ways of communicating, what is the intellectual intimacy?
This is, I really like this part because it's just, how do we challenge each other intellectually? You know, what type of conversation, you know, when you date together, you have all these great conversations about life and about philosophy and different things, or even a book you're reading. Right. And then you get married and then all that conversation goes, you know. And so we need to stimulate ourselves and be able to talk and to challenge ourselves. And again, there's different views that you might have, even politically, that you might have. That again, let's talk about it. Let's have these conversations that stimulates ourselves.
I think that need is so crucial to each of us to have deeper intellectual or mind-engaged conversations that we see sometimes people are forming unhealthy relationships with other people. Just think about it. We're in the work setting. We're doing planning and meeting and strategy. We're creating goals and achieving them together. And there are connections that are made. It causes you to have a level of conversation around something shared or around something that you've both contributed to. And if husbands and wives aren't doing that, not for a specific purpose necessarily, but just for connecting in a different way, it just adds so much more. It creates more mystique. I didn't know you thought like that. Or I can ask you a question like, wow, you know, that's a broader perspective than what I was thinking. So it just enriches our relationship because there's so many topics and areas that we can talk about that aren't all necessary to our daily living.
So good. Much of what we're talking about is in this book, Battle Cry for Your Marriage. It is free this week for 5 days on Amazon. The ebook is free. Just click on the link in the show notes and get the free ebook. What about conquering challenges through devotion? Is there anything more you want to say about that?
That's one of my favorite things. So I asked Dwayne several years ago, you were talking about his voice.
Right.
I love Dwayne's voice, and he's no longer pastoring, so I miss his sermons.
Right.
And so what I asked him to do, I said, Dwayne, you know, I love your voice so much. It's so soothing and so calming. I'd love it if you would read our devotion every night. So for several years now, every single night, he reads a devotional, and we've changed devotionals over time, but I get to hear his voice, I get to hear the word, and we're doing devotions together. So we'll do that one, and we'll do others. But not only do we do the devotionals, but we have discussions about what we read, who comes to mind, circumstances in our own family, our own life. And it just gives us a level of having a discussion that brings a third party or brings the word into our life. And so then we can talk more unbiasedly.
Great. So mutual plans strengthen marriages. Psalms 20, verse 4, may he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. Now, you've talked about that a bit already. Anything more on that you want to share, either of you?
I think for us, as we have our annual planning retreat.
Okay, talk about that. Just the two of you.
Just the two of us.
Okay.
At the end of the year, we go away, usually between Christmas and New Year's, and we spend time away. We review our past year, the goals that we had talked about the previous year, what they wanted to accomplish personally, with our business, with our families, travel. Vacation, friends,
and
we go through all aspects of it, and we do it just like we're leading a business meeting. We have our post-it notes, and we have our things we're doing and writing things down, and then we take notes of our meeting. We give each other the minutes of those meetings so we know what our goals are for that coming year, and then we start to plan. And so we lay out our plan down to vacation time, who we want to concentrate in friendships that year, things we want to focus on. And so it gives us a plan to run on that we worked on together.
And measurable goals.
And measurable goals is very important, you know. And so we do that. And then so again, then we end of that year, then we look back and see what we did, what we attained, what we didn't attain. Do we have some other changes we want to make for the next coming year? And so we've been doing this probably for the last 10 years.
This is so good, so practical. The reason I'm so glad you're sharing this is, you know, churches do this. you know, businesses do this, get away. But often marriages, it doesn't happen.
No.
So I really appreciate you sharing that. People look at your marriage and say, wow, what an amazing marriage. But they don't realize behind the scenes what causes it to happen.
Right. And we have plans and we are hitting those things and people don't even know that we're hitting our goals, you know.
Yep.
And they're part of them.
And they're part of it.
Exactly. This is so much fun. Talk to me about reciprocal fun. What is that? What's reciprocal fun? Always
yes.
Be joyful, the Bible says.
Yes. So we challenge each other to add and make sure that there's fun in our life, and we plan fun. You know, we're quick to plan. Both of us work first and then play later, but we realized that we had to schedule fun. So what are we doing this week that's going to be fun? So I choose sometimes, he chooses sometimes. Sometimes it's things like going bike riding. It'll be going a walk. It'll be going on an adventure somewhere, going to a museum, challenging friends of ours to spend time with us, doing something different out of our normal schedule. And
another thing we do is that because we work so hard on our business, is that we call Friday our casual Friday.
Yes.
So we set Fridays off as our casual Friday. We don't do any business. We kind of do things together, kind of fun things and different things like that. So we take a day out of our business week to also have some fun, because if not, we'd work 7 days if we could and shouldn't, but we do.
Right. You mentioned in the book, couples who play together stay together. You know, that old adage, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
So true. And I feel like you're setting a real standard for that. Great. Anything else that you want to share with us about, you know, emotional intimacy, anything else on this whole realm?
Well, I think just with the mutual fun deal, you know, especially if you have children, we started this not just at this part of our life. We started when we had young children, too, finding ways to spend time together. And when we had a young family, we didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
But there's stuff you can do for free. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do for free.
Good.
You know, and you can, you know, even with other couples, you can kind of trade off babysitting with each other, and they can watch your children while you go have a date night, you know, those type of things. That is so very important to do, having a date night. Because you dated to get married, and that was so important to you. And then you get married, and you don't have any more date nights.
That's right. Date nights have changed our lives, saved our marriage. I'll tell you, I really, really agree.
And aligning that with working together, so you know, it can have a discussion. What are some of the things that you'd like to do this year that would be fun? And then taking turns planning it, because if it falls to one person, it can become a chore. So we find that helps too, because if you don't challenge yourself to think about what could be fun or what kind of things you want to do in the future, then it kind of gets, when it comes time to do something, well, what do we do? I don't know. You think? No, I think no. It just gets to be a chore. So I think if you have a list of things that you look forward to doing in the future, then you can move from that list and then plan accordingly.
Great. And what you're talking about is so practical, you know, and there's people who listen to this podcast from more than 170 nations of the world, all different backgrounds and cultures, but this is just practical stuff built on the Word of God that works.
Amen.
And it's so important to be in leadership, whether it's in business, whether it's in some kind of a social program, in a church, whatever. It's important that we understand these basic principles in relationships and in marriage. So good. Now, you wrote a whole chapter in this book called Under the Covers. There we go. So you guys are very, very, very open about, you know, sexuality. And you talk about how different we are. Wow, we are really different. Talk about differences. Are the two of you different?
First of all, we're very different.
All right.
I'm a man. She's a woman. That's a number.
That's different. I got that.
And we also have different needs. Right. We respond differently.
Right.
She needs connection. She needs emotional connection.
Right.
For a man, if we're talking about intimacy.
That's right.
I need a beautiful body and wife, you know, wife, those type of things. My sight is all part of my arousal. So again, we're different.
Yeah.
So again, what motivates me, what arouses me, does not motivate the woman. And so we got to understand those are very important differences.
Good. So how has this worked in your lives? Like you talk about one definition we've often heard of intimacy is into me see, you know. Let's talk about intimacy emotionally, physically, spiritually, you know, however that applies to the situation.
And underlying all of those topics or categories that you mentioned is time.
Yeah.
Because if we don't have time, then how are we going to engage each other on that level, right? Because a lot of it's hit and run. Right. You know, when you look at the studies of how many minutes a day couples really have of right. quality time,
right.
you'd
right.
be surprised how few minutes it is.
Yeah.
And so time is underlying, I think, all of those. But I think one, conversation is so important. We change over time. I mean, just think about how the relationship changes between when you're engaged mm-hmm. and how you interact with each other, talking, sharing.
Right.
You're very intentional. And then when you move into marriage, we each have our roles, our responsibilities. And so that time shifts to other things. Mm-hmm. So for us, one of the things that we found that really works is what our needs are. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, you can't talk about those things all the time and in every setting. So if you set aside a time where we're going to talk about ourselves and we're going to talk about our sex life. Mm-hmm. So just introducing like yeah. that, when we see we're going to have time for that. Because you have to prepare yourself, especially right. if one person is a processor, mm-hmm. right? And I've mm-hmm. been thinking about it, so I'm all prepared, but I have to give my mate, you know, mm-hmm. the same benefit or that same advantage of time. Good. So we ask each other, what is it that you need? You know, is our sex life, is it still adventurous to you? Are there mm-hmm. things that are lacking? What is it that I do that you don't enjoy anymore? What mm-hmm. kind of things would you enjoy that I don't do?
Right.
And just having that discussion. So it's really healthy. It's vulnerable. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it really enhances the quality of your sexual life.
So good. I love the way you said this. Spiritual intimacy will not occur unless both spouses put the needs of their spouses before their own needs. So right and so good. Anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think one thing is that I think, especially in our society today, we kind of get this whole intimacy thing mixed up. Most people begin to experience physical intimacy before experiencing all the other intimacies.
That's right, Dwayne.
And really, physical intimacy should be the last part. Mm-hmm. Because we've connected already emotionally, intellectually, okay. spiritually, and then make the beautiful part of connecting physically then prepares us for what God has created sex to be all about.
Yeah.
We flip it around the wrong way. And so people have, quote, good sex, but they don't connect any other direction. And
right.
and good sex won't take you through
That's
a marriage.
Right. That is true.
Because there will be times where there won't be good sex.
Right.
Or again, we're changing, our body changes. And so
right.
what we had when we were young and we don't have that now. So if you build your marriage on sex, that's a shaky ground. That's like sand. But if you build your marriage on emotional, spiritual, intellectual, spiritual intimacy, and then have sex, then that
right.
gives you a solid foundation. And that's what God created us for.
Yeah.
To have sex. And that would be the culmination of mm-hmm. all the other intimacies,
so
intimacy that we've had.
I love the way you talk about consider taking the time to pray about your sex life together. Anything more you want to say about that? I mean, it's so right, so yeah, true.
I think those conversations, like Randy was saying, when you have those conversations, that this is going to be kind of sticky and emotional.
Right.
It really is good to
yeah.
pray because God is the one who created sex.
Right.
He created us for us to enjoy, not just have babies, but to also enjoy.
Right, right.
It's very interesting that if you think about all the creatures that God has created, we're the only creature that God has allowed to have sex. We can face each other and look at each other. We can actually see each other's image. We see each other when we have sex. Think of animals. They don't do that.
Interesting.
You know, but we've been created to look at each other, and we have this sexual intimacy that we can see each other while we're having this intimate time. So,
yeah.
again, God created that for us. And so I think it's just so very important let God be in the middle of all that because he created it. And if we got problems, pray, too, that he can help you. And then also, too, you just need to have some help from a good Christian counselor,
right.
a good therapist, you know, someone to help
sure.
you and walk you through, a good friend that you can trust in that realm, because sometimes we need help outside of ourselves.
One thing that can be important also is that as we age, our bodies change. And, mm-hmm. you know, after women have babies, sometimes they have structural changes in their
mm-hmm.
bodies. They don't respond, or that, you know, women may not lubricate the way that they used to. Husbands can have a difference, you know, in their erections.
Right.
We hear it about on TV now, right?
Right.
And actually,
yeah,
when we
don't give menopause.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we encourage each other when we're going for our appointments to create on that list physiologic changes that we're having in our body so we can discuss it with our physicians. It can be a little bit embarrassing, but if we talk about it beforehand, encourage our spouse, are there things in that area that you need to discuss with your physician or during your appointment, then I encourage you to do that. And it can make a world of difference. Yeah. It really can.
This has been so good. We're out of time. Hard to believe. Battle Cry for Your Marriage, Dwayne and Raina Britton, authors, co-authors of this book with a few other couples. And again, if you want this book, now's your time to get it on Amazon. You go into Amazon for the next 5 days. It's free ebook, Battle Cry for Your Marriage, Dwayne and Raina Britton, and three other couples who've written insights they've learned over many years of marriage. Dwayne and Raina, anything else? I'm going to have you back. We're going to talk about more leadership things and many more things. But for this episode, anything else you feel like, I wish you would have said that. Here's your chance to say it.
For me, I think that I'm really concerned about the younger generation because there's so much cohabitation going on.
Yeah.
People don't want to make the commitment, and they are missing out.
Yeah.
On the beauty and the design that God has provided for us through marriage. Mm-hmm. They're just getting short. You can't play house. Mm-hmm. You can't play family. You need to have that commitment.
So good. Raina, anything you want to add?
Yes. As role models, you know, we ask for God's grace to allow us to model for others what it is that we desire for them. So beautiful. People need to see it. Yes. And when they see it, they know it.
Right.
So yeah, be visible, be up front, and be the model.
Great. Well, if you'd like to have Dwayne and Raina come to your part of the world, that could be possible. And check out the show notes. And Dwayne and Raina Britton and all that God's given them, of course, our consulting business, Britton Consulting Group. They are authors. They have been pastors. They have pastored literally all over the world. I ran into people when I traveled to different parts of the world. They say, Dwayne and Raina were here. It was life-changing. So blessed to have you here on the episode today. And again, one last time, Battle Cry for Your Marriage, free on Amazon this week only. Dwayne and Raina, thank you for joining me today on the podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
It's great having you and great insights and looking forward to interviewing you some more on future podcasts. So again, this is the Larry Crowder Leadership Podcast. We focus on those small changes we can make that make a major difference, massive difference in our lives and the lives of others that we serve. And we look forward to being back here with you next week. And so good to be with you today. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crowder's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrowder.com.